The spread of antibiotic-resistant infections has for some time been raising the possibility of a return to a world where you die from a simple infection. We've known this for some time, yet don't seem to be moving fast enough to stop it. There are infections in the world right now that we can't treat with antibiotics at all, including here in Australia. So what can we do to solve this wicked problem? The Health Report's Dr. Norman Swan spoke to Professor Cheryl Jones about these bugs and drugs.
So Cheryl, how have we got into this crappy state that we've got into with antibiotics?
So Norman, I think fundamentally what underlies all of this is that we just didn't appreciate antibiotics for the important resource that they are, a bit like fossil fuels. And there's four real drivers that got us here. The first is that we've overused or misused our antibiotics, both in humans and animals. We've also not appropriately undertaken infection control, so we haven't prevented the spread of these infections when they've arisen.
Old-fashioned stuff like washing your hands.
Old-fashioned stuff gets us every time. We've also not been able to detect these infections when they arise and link that to some sort of public health action. And finally, we simply haven't got the pipeline of drug discovery that there was before.
How rapid's the rise in antibiotic resistance, Cheryl?
Rapid in recent years. So back when we had our first antibiotics with penicillin, you know, in the middle of the 20th century, we just had one infection after the other, the golden staph, the MRSA, and some of the gram-negative infections, C. coli. But in recent years, what's happened is we've seen large groups of infections that are resistant to some of our last line of antibiotics. These are the ones we reserve for the most severely ill people in hospital. And so there have been people who've died from untreatable infections.
To what extent is this made worse by the fact that in hospital today, you've got far sicker people than you used to have, at least a dense population of people, because we do so much more to them in terms of chemo, transplants and so on?
Look, that's part of the driver, but if you have appropriate infection control around that so that we're both detecting if they have a resistant infection and controlling it, that's important. But the real question is actually what's happening in our community. These are in our aged care facilities, in our general community, in child health centres, but also in agriculture and animal care as well.
So what's our antibiotic use in Australia by doctors? I mean, our antibiotic prescribing rates?
We are one of the highest OECD countries of prescribing antibiotics around the world. And we know that about 70% of that occurs in the community. There's been recent work with the AURA Antimicrobial Use and Resistance Australia report put out by the Safety and Quality Commission, which is suggesting that a lot of those prescriptions appear to be where we know for inappropriate use.
So they're giving it for viral respiratory tract infections?
For example, or what we call asymptomatic bacteriuria, so where people have actually tested urine with it, people without symptoms found bacteria and given antibiotics in that setting, which we know is not needed.
That's Professor Cheryl Jones, and more of that panel discussion on antibiotic resistance on the Health Report with Dr. Norman Swan tonight, 5:30, or on the podcast.